And Mrs. Hudson, Do you understand at all what you put her through?
Yes, I do. And regret it. But it was the only way. She had to be convinced of the reality of my condition since she was to convey it to you, and you in turn to Smith.
Then I congratulate you. You were sorely convincing.
3 days of absolute fast. Then, Vaseline upon one's forehead, belladonna in the eyes, rouge over the cheekbones, and crusts of beeswax around one's lips. Most satisfying effect, don't you agree?
Oh, most. Perhaps you should write one of your monographs on the art of malingering.
Yes, perhaps I shall. You see, you must know, Watson, that among your many talents, dissimulation finds no place. Just as now, you cannot pretend that you are not aggrieved.
No, I cannot. You accused Smith of allowing worthy ends to overcome all scruples about means. Haven't you done the same?
He is a murderer, Watson, and I would have been his next victim. It is clear, is it not, that he's a brilliant man, but mentally unbalanced. His instability, however, has not impaired his shrewdness. It was essential that he believe his scheme had worked if I were to surprise a confession from him. To be sure of that, you too had to believe.
Yes. This murderer had to believe you were dying, as I did, for several hours. Why didn't his scheme work, by the way?
My correspondence, as you know, is varied. I'm always on my guard against any packages that reach me. And, Watson, listen. You'll recall I would not let you within 4 yards of me.
Of course. A mere general practitioner with mediocre qualifications.
But, my dear friend, that, too, was part of my performance. But like my gibberish about oysters and hard crowns, to produce a pleasing effect of delirium. I could not let you near me precisely because of my respect for your medical talents. There was no doubt your astute judgment would see through my pretense immediately if you came close. So, am I forgiven? Shall we take care of the formalities at the police station and then give her something nutritious at Simpson's, I'm still rather weak. Would you help me on with my coat? Watson?
When Morton arrived, when you sprang your trap...
Yes, what about it?
You'd forgotten me.
What?
Behind the head of your bed, you say, the only hiding place in the room. And a deuced tight one. And whatever I hear, I must not intervene. Quick, man, if you love me, your very words. Don't budge, you say, don't utter a word, whatever happens, until you give me leave. So there I am, crouched in a most awkward position, for much of the time with cramp, I might add, for what seemed like an age, believing my friend was... And I slip your mind.
Then I am not forgiven.
Sometimes, Holmes, sometimes you can be so devilishly ruthless.
In The Dying Detective, Sherlock Holmes was played by Clive Medicine, and Dr. Watson by Michael Williams, with Edward Petherbridge as Culverton Smith and Alex Jennings as Victor Savage. Mrs. Hudson was played by Joan Matheson, Morton by Philip Anthony, Staples by John Badley, and young Victor by Sam Crane. The violinist was Leonard Friedman. The Dying Detective was dramatized for radio by Robert Forrest and directed by Patrick Rayner.